stolen by Frazier. Down the line with the photo, but it's gone!
Now has starts for Ewing. Ewing with the spin. Ewing, yes! Quick spin move from Anthony. Count it and one.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the New York Knicks FanCast. I'm Anthony. I'm here with Bruno.
What's up?
And we're here to talk about the Knicks and their woes this week, as well as their strengths.
Not a very good week for the Knicks, in my opinion. We went 2 wins out of 4 games, relatively easy schedule up until this afternoon when we played the Clippers. I thought that was a winnable game, but we obviously lost that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the Clippers game was it was sloppy, to say the least. The shooting was awful. Honestly, the only people that showed up today for us were Carmelo and Raymond Felton. J.R. Smith, he had a really cold day. And
bad game.
Bad, huge, horrible game. Novak didn't show up. Stoudemire had a decent game. He hasn't been playing as strong. Well, he didn't play as strong as he has been playing.
Was that the first real opponent that Amari has been...
Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he actually had to guard on every possession.
And Blake just toyed with him. It was just bad. Like, he couldn't... Blake posted up Amari so easily. It didn't look good.
Yeah, he couldn't do much on that pick and roll with Chris Paul. But offensively, he struggled. I think he was 4-for...
4-for-9.
Yeah, not bad.
It's a decent game. But a lot of the... I mean, on paper today, the Knicks, we only had 2 scores in double digits, but a lot of it came... It was just a lot of overall sloppy play. I feel like the rebounds hurt us a lot. The Clippers were getting
the offensive rebounds
when they counted. And critical situations, when the Knicks came back, Clippers were just getting it done, and we couldn't stop them.
Fourth quarter is where everything went upside down, when Melo kind of disappeared offensively. I think he had 4 points, only one shot from the field and 2 free throws. He kind of let us down, especially coming off 18 points in the third quarter.
Like, yeah, that's the law of averages right there. You have a third quarter where you score 18 points and barely miss a shot, except for that last chuck at the end of the third quarter. He missed that one. But when you have such a hot third quarter, you expect someone else to show up in the fourth, and no one else did.
Nobody else did. Felton had a couple buckets in the paint, but you expect that third quarter momentum to kind of just keep going, but it wasn't. And the fact that Melo only took 2 shots in the fourth, I mean, what does that say about our offense? And don't even tell me that it was because Grant Hill was guarding him, because that's nonsense.
Yeah.
Dude's 40.
him and Kid actually shared a laugh when Grant Hill stepped onto the court. He looked at Kid and he goes, I got the young guy.
On the Wired, right?
Yeah. I was laughing a little about that. They actually shared Rookie of the Year back in 94.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the week. We started off the week
with the Pistons. The
Pistons.
That was an easy win. We won that game within the first 5 minutes of
comfortably.
The game.
And we should have. You know, the Pistons are a good team, and they're up and coming, and look out for them in the next couple of years. But that's a team that we expect a result that we got. So that was a good win. And then following after that, we went to Washington. And I mean, John Wall, like, blew up.
Yeah, what happened there in that game? I mean, I know Washington, I even said last week or the week before, they've been playing better since Wall came back. But I didn't expect them to beat the Knicks. I mean.
Well, let me just summarize how that night went. John Wall couldn't be stopped. And this is that one play that when they had 7 seconds before the first half was over, they had 7 seconds, the Wizards had the ball. John Wall took control of the ball, blew past Shumpert and Kidd, who were trying to stop him, drove all the way down the court and just laid it up.
One-on-one against the one-on-five, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And he so easily. It was bad. But, yeah, the Wizards aren't as bad as the record says. They're 7-1. Well, they were 7-1 when at home when John Wall came back. I'm not sure how they did yesterday. Did they play yesterday or today?
Most recently they beat the Brooklyn Nets by 20 points.
You got to feel good about that. I mean, yeah. The Knicks aren't the only ones that got beat by that in there.
Yeah, and they beat OKC. John Wall had 21 points, 9 assists that night. but I think it's our responsibility to prevent him from doing that. And I understand we have a pretty weak backcourt, especially with Shumpert still only playing around 15 to 21 minutes, which I don't know why, because I read that Coach Woodson mentioned that, you know, he's still limited. He's still not as moving as well laterally.
Well, he's coming off a really bad injury. I mean, that torn ACL is no joke. And right. it's it's still going to take a little bit of time, but you got to appreciate the effort that he's making. And at least, you know, when he came back, he had the same injury the same time Derrick Rose did, and he came back earlier, and
yeah,
he's making progress already, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to his doctor, too.
Yeah.
Then we played the Timberwolves on Friday night. That was a good game. I felt like we could have lost that game.
It was a close game. On the stat sheet, we were pretty much identical. If it wasn't for Melo pulling away in the fourth.
Yeah, Melo took over the game. Every possession was ISO. And that young Timberwolves lineup, they were just falling for every fake he had in the post.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Everything.
Just well, up and unders.
That's why we have a superstar like that, to pull the game away in the fourth quarter when we need him to.
Yeah, I get a little worried when we do that. I don't like relying on one player for us to win a game.
That was the difference between a win and a loss in close situations like that. I mean, the Wolves have a good team. I know Kevin Love didn't play, but they still have a pretty good all-around team.
They do.
And it showed. It showed. They shot great in that game.
Except from the three-point land where they were 1-for-13.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's credit to our defense or to just crappy shooting. But they do have a lot of point guards on that team, so it's probably crappy shooting.
Also in that game, Jason Kidd got his 12,000th career assist.
Yay.
So big ups to Jason Kidd. Almost 20 years in the league and 12,000 assists. I mean, that's a feat right there.
He's number two all time. He'll never catch up to John Stockton because I forgot what his number is, but it's ridiculous. Yeah.
So, yeah, it has to be around like 17,000 or something like that.
Yeah, but congrats to Jason Kidd. Also want to mention that Tyson Chandler had three consecutive 20-rebound games, which all resulted in wins. So that's good. He was the first player since Willis Reed to do so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so some good signs, some negative signs this past week. But I think what really mattered was this game against the Clippers. I wanted this win really bad because Miami they whooped the Clippers on Friday. And I understand that Wall was coming back from an injury, and so was Griffin and Billups and Jamal Crawford. He had missed a game or two. So they were kind of all fresh on the floor together for the first time in a while. But I expected a little more from the Knicks. On a Sunday game, it's pretty much prime time.
Crawford had a really good shooting night. I think him and JR are pretty much neck and neck for sixth man of the year right now. Crawford really helped that team in the depth.
Well, this was a statement game for Crawford because he crushed it, 27 points off the bench. And yeah. JR went 1-for-9 from the field.
Yeah, there you go. So he definitely pulled away in that rat race. City. Yeah, JR, I mean, you can't expect – JR is a very sporadic shooter, and he's a streaky shooter. You can't expect a great game from him every time, but – you know, we need some help. When Carmelo's getting 42 points, we need some help from other people other than Felton. And Felton had to earn every bucket that he made.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't easy layups, not by any means.
Not with Griffin and Jordan around the rim. You'll never get an easy layup. But the Knicks, they played well, but it seems like they still can't get it together. And this was an elite team. I really wanted this win. JR was a negative 18 while on the floor, and Amari was a negative 19 while on the floor. So that kind of tells you where the points went.
Yeah,
where they got their points against those guys.
A lot of turnovers too. I mean, not a crazy amount, but 16 turnovers. The Knicks are better than that. They're known to be a low turnover team.
Mm-hmm.
16 turnovers is gonna hurt us. We pulled it close. It was a close game, and then Clippers just pulled away, and we didn't have an answer for Chris Paul and.
They scored, I think we got out-rebounded in the fourth, and they outscored us 31-18 in that fourth quarter. And again, had Melo been a bit more active offensively, we would have been right there. We went on a six-point run in the middle of the fourth, and then the Clippers went on a run,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
that was the game right there.
I remember that Tyson Chandler alley-oop that JR threw to him.
Early in the game?
No, it was later in that. I think it was the third or the fourth quarter. It was a beautiful alley-oop. And then Blake Griffin on the other end just responded right back. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah, with the one-handed dunk.
Yeah, yeah. That was a huge dunk, man. He elevated for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't even get any like running time. He just straight up jumped towards the hoop, and it was like it was pretty much almost from the free throw line. It was crazy.
He spinned right off of Tyson Chandler, who was sleeping on that possession.
Yeah.
And he just got slayed on the highlight.
So we went 2-2 this week, which is, I kind of wish we went 3-1, looking at the schedule ahead of time. Yeah. But the Clippers are a good team, and I expected that to go down to the wire. I didn't expect us to get beat the whole time like we did.
Well, we came back. I mean, it wasn't a bad loss because we were pretty much tied at the end of the third and going into the fourth, so that was fine. It was just our performance in the fourth quarter that completely didn't produce. There was nothing going on at all.
Nothing at all.
There was no sense of urgency.
Their bench destroyed our bench. I mean, Blake Griffin, you look at Blake Griffin, you think he had a good game, but he was actually minus two on the floor. Meanwhile, Eric Bledsoe was plus 20. Lamar Odom was plus 15. Grant Hill was plus 10. Jamal Crawford was plus 17. Their bench beat our bench. That's what it came down to. And they're a pretty deep team.
They're a very deep team, and all those guys are really talented. And now that they got it together, yeah, they're going to be tough. But, you know, we expect that of ourselves, too. We expect, I mean.
Right. We're second in the East. They're third in the West. Historically, I mean, this year so far, the West has had the East number. But it's a team that you want to see we could beat. I mean, or at least a closer game. I mean, the final score doesn't really tell us the whole story. The final score is a 14-point difference, 102-88.
Yeah.
But you definitely want to see a neck-and-neck game. And the Knicks seemed like they were trailing most of the game.
They were trailing most of the game, but they had that third quarter run.
They were up by one at one point.
It came up to Melo not showing up in the fourth and JR shooting 1 for 9.
But Melo had a great game, though. He shot 14 for 26. You can't expect him to do everything, and you expect some kind of help from everybody else around him. Chandler only had 6 points. Jason Kidd only had 3. JR, as we said, shot horribly and only got 6 points. Novak, nothing. Prigioni, no points.
Yeah, Novak, nothing. That's like a trend now. Every other game, this guy's invisible.
He's hit or miss, and yeah, I don't know. It seems like he's only on fire when we already have the game on lock.
Yeah.
I wish he would show up in critical situations like this in a close game against a good team, and you'd like to see him drain some threes. I mean, he only shot it one time, and it wasn't even a three-pointer, but
he doesn't seem like the player he was a year ago.
No. I think people figured him out. You get in his face, and he won't really do much else, and he's just a liability on the floor because his defense is he's too slow to play defense.
Yeah, he's slow, and he doesn't match up against anybody on the other end of the floor.
He can't keep up, and he doesn't create his own plays either. You got to hit him on the open three, otherwise you can't really do much else.
But I feel like we can utilize him if he's hitting those shots because we put him in certain specific times of the game to, you know, make those shots. And if you look at Miami's team, they have tons of Steve Novaks. They have Shane Battier. They have their point guard, Mario Chalmers. They have Rashard Lewis, Ray Allen. Those guys, all they do is spot up three-point shots.
Right.
And that's Novak's bread and butter. If he doesn't do that, he doesn't do anything.
That's it. He's not the only one at fault, though. I mean, he only played 6 minutes in the game. Shumpert played 20 minutes, and Shumpert was pretty much no-show, too. I understand he's coming back from a really serious injury, but he had a horrible game. I mean, he may have a horrible game every now and then, but you know what? The trade rumors that were happening this week, the answer to my question, would you trade Iman Shumpert? That's the rumor. I'm sorry for everyone that doesn't know. Iman Shumpert was the subject of trade rumors this week. The Phoenix Suns are actually looking to get him, and the offer on the table, I believe, was Jared Dudley and a first-round pick. And to be honest, I would not take that trade. We don't need another Jared Dudley on our team. We have a Steve Novak already. We don't need a three-point shooter. And what we do need is a backup guard or a backup center.
Yeah, and the Knicks have turned that trade down, but I'm sure that the Suns are still negotiating. I don't know if Shumpert has, you know, he's playing 20-plus minutes, you know, sometimes not even. If he can get back to form, I think, you know, we definitely keep him.
Right.
He's our only perimeter defender. Beyond that, we have nothing.
The only way I say we accept that trade is if there is obvious issues in his knee from the injury that he sustained, and there's obvious permanent damage done, and he's not.
Evidence of that.
Exactly.
No speculation.
Right. If there's something that you see that okay, maybe he's not going to be back to what he used to be. I don't think we take that trade.
Well, right now he's extremely cheap. He's still on his first initial contract. He's only in his second year. He's still learning the game. Offensively, we don't expect him to do too much. You know, he can drive to the basket. He can hit the three, but he's not brilliant.
No,
either.
Right, he's still young, and you could see it in his shot selection. He's young, he's immature. He takes shots. He takes some crazy shots sometimes. And he's like a JR, but not as
talented offensively,
and not as experienced either. I think JR can hit that big shot sometimes, even though it's off balanced and fading away. But Shumpert, I think, like, you know, you throw up some crazy shots sometimes.
That's the problem with trading Shumpert. I mean, I wouldn't want Jared Dudley in return because that, you know, offensively,
not.
Yeah, he can hit the three ball.
We need Shumpert for his defense.
He's proven
too.
That for sure.
I mean, without Shumpert, I mean, we've seen what happens when Felton goes down. We rely too much on Kidd, and that it takes an obvious toll on him. So we need a Shumpert to back that up too.
Kidd can't guard anybody.
No.
And we need Shump to guard guys like Paul George or Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, you know, those wing players that are exceptionally talented offensively. I think when he's 100%, he's playing 30 minutes. It won't show up on his numbers, but at least he creates turnovers that help us ultimately on the other end.
Yeah, and I'm sure ask any point guard that he's defending and they'll tell you that he's a nuisance.
Yeah. So I think he's worth keeping, you know, depending on whatever the other team's offering. Of course, we do have deficiencies in that we have no interior defense outside of Tyson Chandler, and he's on the bench. We're extremely vulnerable to any penetration from other point guards.
Right.
And that's usually the case when you look at our losses. We suffer a lot of points in the paint.
Yeah, and we need another backup center that could play some defense.
And rebound.
Yeah.
We suck at rebounding.
Well, Rasheed apparently has been is going to be practicing soon, according to him. Statement he said on Wednesday, he's expecting to be back at practice pretty soon. And what couldn't be a better time with the All-Star break coming up.
Yeah, if he can come back to practice right after the All-Star break and, you know, play in like 3 weeks,
right?
All we need him is what, like 15 minutes?
Yeah, we don't need him yet either. I mean, we need him when it comes down to crunch time. And right now we're in second place. I don't see us dropping anytime soon. We're trying to catch the Heat, and it'll be nice to secure that one seed because I'm a little nervous about Chicago. But
there's no team behind us that's playing that well on a consecutive basis,
right?
So I think we're okay as far as holding the two seed for now. Obviously, you want that number one seed so you avoid that second round matchup against the Bulls or Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, either way, I think you're in for a fight.
The thing about Indiana is I know they've been playing good. They just lost their first home game in God knows how long.
15 games, I think.
15, yeah, straight.
That's no joke.
Right. But the thing is, I'm not worried about them. I'm not because, I mean, we beat them. And we did lose to them once this year. We went to Indiana. But let's not forget that we didn't have Melo and we didn't have Felton at the time. And it was still a close game. Knicks were in it until the fourth. So the only team I'm worried about is Chicago.
I don't know. I am worried about Indiana. They play exactly like Chicago, in fact. Same tough, defensive-minded, very strong team orientation. Like, those guys can shut you down. And I know we always have Melo. We can say Melo can beat anybody on that team offensively. Nobody can guard him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a luxury that we have. And that's
let's not forget they don't have Danny Granger yet back either.
They don't. And I'm thinking they might trade him because I don't know if they need him.
Really?
It would be cool.
I think they should have him. I mean, they need a...
What if they bring him off the bench?
That's interesting, actually.
That will give them some firepower.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's like a Paul George, but now Paul George is emerging as that talent on that team.
Yeah, you don't want...
Paul George is a beast.
Yeah. You don't want Danny Granger coming back and affecting anybody else in a negative way.
Yeah,
Coming off the bench, that's interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I think that might work for them.
We have a short week coming up. We only have the Raptors on Wednesday at home.
Crush.
Yeah. I think we play the Raptors like four times in the next couple of weeks.
They do have Rudy Gay now, so they have a bit of confidence.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to crush them, but I hope so. I mean,
oh, they also have Andre Bargnani back.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. He just came back.
Bargnani. I'm more worried about Rudy Gay and DeMar DeRozan. But, you know, All-Star Weekend should be interesting this week. We got two Knicks in two different competitions and two Knicks in the All-Star game.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've been this busy on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. We got Novak representing New York in the three-point contest, and we got James Flight White in the dunk contest.
Nobody out there knew his nickname was Flight.
Yeah.
But the Steve Novak, I think he has a good chance of winning that, even though he's going up against Steph Curry,
Ryan Anderson,
Kyrie Irving, Paul George.
Kyrie Irving,
the Red Rocket.
Hopefully, I think Kyrie Irving's going to get knocked out of that first round. Hopefully,
I do too.
Hopefully, Steve Novak. I mean, maybe that's a good. Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
I think Kyrie Irving's going to be out. He's talented as hell, but I don't think he's a pure shooter like those other guys are.
Yeah, I think if you go by percentage-wise on the year, I think Steve Novak and Ryan Anderson are at the top of that list.
Yeah.
In terms of threes.
I'm calling right now for Ryan Anderson to win it.
Yeah, let's hope for Novak, though.
I think Novak needs an assist in order to get them to hit those threes. I don't think he's... I don't know, man.
They should have like
I hope he does win it, though.
Catapult situation going off of those,
just have Felton.
Those racks that hold the ball and just catapult the ball to Novak.
I hope he does win it. But that's going to be it's going to be an interesting competition. I noticed that the three-point contest always has some superstar names on there.
Yeah.
Last year, Kevin Love won it.
There's no risk of injury. That's why.
Right.
As opposed to the slam dunk contest where you might twist an ankle or something like that.
Yeah, and slam dunk contest, I'm very disappointed with the so-called stars on that.
Yeah, when is LeBron going to show up? Is he ever going to show up? I mean, is he going to be in the league 20 years and never do a slam dunk contest?
I don't think he's going
to
do it.
What has this come down to?
I think we're way past that.
Why? Why has this changed so much in the recent years?
I think he's too good for it.
That's a thing. People think they're too good, and I don't know.
And now we have to look at Terrence Ross.
Yeah, well, he actually had some
people
some,
out there
some
like
nice
who?
Dunks this year.
He did, but he's not the guy.
I gotta give
my beef. My beef with the dunk contest, and you know, James White. All right, he's a New York Knick. I'll talk about him, but. He played a minute and a half in
That's
these
it.
Four games this week.
Well, for me, if any
all
Knicks
four
should
games,
have made
a
it,
minute
it should,
and a half.
If any Knicks should made it for me, it would be JR.
Or Shump, if he was healthy.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't want Shump doing that because his knee might take a beating and you never know what kind
of
twist.
Of course. But we need, what I'm saying is we need like some real superstars in the dunk contest. Like you, back in the day, you had
last one
Jordan
I
versus Dominique versus Spud Webb. That's, you know, that's a great little dunk off. Now you have.
We did have Blake Griffin in the recent years.
Yeah.
He showed up.
He showed up. And
I feel like.
But that was more like. That was so Hollywood.
Yeah,
because the NBA was like. They got together with Kia and they made this whole stunt.
I think
and
he
it
was expected to win that. I don't think there was any question going in that anyone else would win that.
Yeah, it was totally fabricated. So it wasn't legit.
Publicity stunt right there.
Yeah, and it worked. They made a commercial after that. It was in their commercial for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But now we have Kenneth Faried, who I think. He should be in the tournament. I like him.
Oh, he has crazy ups.
He has crazy ups.
I remember watching
ups.
This guy in college, and he's just – I knew he was going to be – he was rumored to be the next Dennis Rodman because he's short, and he just gets an insane amount of rebounds because of his ups.
Yeah, he looks really short, but, man, that guy plays with energy.
Eight. He's 6'8". Yeah, oh, my God. He has springs in his step, man. He just catapults.
He's actually the – I think he's my favorite to win it.
Then we got Eric Bledsoe, 6'1".
I like Bledsoe, too. That's a name you kind of recognize.
He got three blocks against the Knicks today. So I guess he has some ups too.
Yeah, and I saw like his little dunk highlight reel. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's another name on there that's...
Well, Jeremy Evans, who won it last year.
I think he dunked two basketballs.
Two basketballs, yeah. Gordon Haywood threw it up. He was sitting in a chair and just tossed it up to him.
Yeah, I like the traditional dunks from like the 80s and 90s where they look like in-game dunks.
Yeah, get some height. Get some height, get some momentum. You know, run down the court if you have
to. Don't bring out a birthday cake.
Yeah,
blow out the
candle.
Like, I'm not into that.
Don't bring out an 8-foot rim or whatever the hell it was. 10-foot, 12-foot.
Yeah, Dwight did
Dwight Howard. That was so boring. That was a two-handed jam. Like, okay.
Yeah,
we know
you
can jump that high. We don't need to do something flashy, you know?
Yeah,
take
do
a risk.
Something.
Drive fast, take chances.
Give me a, you know, double pump, reverse dunk. Break the backboard. Do something.
Be creative about it. But you know what? I am looking forward to it. I can't wait for the All-Star Weekend. I think it's out of every sport. I think NBA has one of the best All-Star Weekends.
Hands down. Yeah. Hands down. Actually, my favorite part is the not the Shooting Stars, which New York actually won last year, but it's the Skills Challenge.
Skills Challenge. Yeah.
I love that. Just to see point guards do what they do.
Somehow, I always seem to miss it every year, but this year I'm definitely gonna DVR it if I have to.
Yeah, you should. It's going to be fun. Jeremy Lin is in the Skills Challenge, by the way.
No. Who?
Jeremy Lin.
Who?
Who that? He's still doing well. Overpaid, but he's doing fine.
Not yet. Actually, he's still making $5 million. I think in his third year, he's going to be making $14 million. And
when Houston's like, hey, anybody want to trade?
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. We'll see what he can do. I mean, good for him, you know.
It'll
Houston's
be fine.
Looking good too. I don't know where they stand in the West, but I know they're in the middle of the pack somewhere.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. What do you think of East versus West in the All Star game?
I think West is going to take it. I think the West has more talented players.
They're just loaded.
I mean, the East is too.
Guys that every year it's like they got guys that were snubbed, so called snubbed.
Yeah,
because they got so much talent they can't fit them all on the roster. Meanwhile, we got like, should we put in Brook Lopez or not?
Yeah. I mean, to me, you could just look at the season record of the West against the East, and the West dominates that. So I could see the West definitely taking that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just fun to watch, though. It's not a serious competition. It's just
until the last like 5 minutes.
Yeah, then it's,
when Kobe's like, "Okay, guys, I don't want to lose this game."
Yeah, Kobe and LeBron.
It's always going to be like an MVP matchup. They always play tough at the end to see who wins the MVP, because if your team wins, then the MVP is on your team.
I think it's going to be close.
I think so. I mean,
with Melo, LeBron, Kobe on there, I don't know. Who's the big man?
Durant. The big man.
Chandler's not starting. Come on.
They got Dwight Howard. Our big man is Kevin Garnett.
Is it Garnett?
Yeah.
Chandler's coming off the bench?
Yeah, but I'm guessing Garnett is not going to play most of those minutes.
I hope not. I mean,
those veterans usually sit.
Yeah. I think Chandler's better than Garnett anyway. I don't know why he's not starting.
Wait,
I mean, not that I'm complaining.
In?
I mean, let him rest.
Let him rest.
Let him rest. I don't want to risk any injury. That's the thing I'm worried about. The Knicks are healthy right now, aside from Sheed Wallace.
Yeah, but that's his first All-Star game, man. He got to ball out.
Yeah.
Some blocks.
Yeah, man.
Get some alley-oops.
Checked off his resume.
Who's the point guard? Oh, Rondo went down, so who took his place?
I don't even know. Tyron Williams.
Did he?
I'm sure. He has to make the All-Star game, didn't he?
Nah, he's playing garbage, man.
Really? No, yeah, but still. I mean, it's the Van vote, isn't it?
I think it might have been Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez takes over Rajon Rondo's spot?
Well, he just takes over an additional spot. It's not technically like a guard spot. They'll probably just start Kyrie Irving instead.
We should always have like the roster in front of us.
I think they're going to start Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving? Oh, that's a good
The East has like, they have a ton of like new guys. They got Paul George, Kyrie, and Drew Holiday.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's Drew another
Holiday.
One.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
A little underrated. I mean,
I like that the coaches voted these first timers in as opposed to just keep voting the same people in.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. Switch it up a little bit, you know?
Switch it up. And it gives like the fans who don't follow the NBA as much as we do, gives them a chance to see these new players in action, see their talents. John Wall, I expect him to make the All-Star game, and if not next year, the year after that, he's gonna eventually get up there. Bad he plays for the Wizards.
Did Steph Curry make it?
Steph Curry did not. He was snubbed.
That's another one. He should have definitely made it. Definitely.
If he was on the East, he would have made it.
I mean, the Warriors are what they are because of Steph Curry and David Lee.
Yeah. They've been slumping a little bit lately.
Yeah, lately, but
they got beat last night by the Grizz.
I mean, everyone goes through their, it's a long season. Everyone goes through their own slumps here and there.
Yeah. By the way, the Grizzlies, since they traded Rudy Gay, they're like a 500 team. They've just been sliding down that.
That's good for the Knicks. I mean, the Raptors,
why
I don't see
it. Why is that good for the Knicks?
Because I don't see the Raptors as any threat. Oh, actually, Memphis is on the other side. I'm sorry. Scratch that whole thing.
No, now we got to deal with Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. Now Toronto got
But I'm not worried about them. Their whole team is, I don't know what's going on.
Toronto?
Yeah, I don't, I'm like, who's starting, who's
yeah,
doing what?
Yeah, they're not that strong of a team. I mean, comparing to the Knicks, definitely not. I mean, they're not as deep.
No, they're not. Well, we get to play them on the, what do we play them on, Thursday?
Wednesday.
So do we play them at home or away?
We actually play at home. A lot of our recent games have been at home. That 4-game winning streak was all at home, and then this week we split it 50-50, two away and two at home.
Most of our upcoming games are on the road going forward.
That's all right. That's a good challenge. I mean, we're going to have to travel eventually, so.
I think that's going to be a good playoff challenge.
Yeah. Yeah,
playing on the road, because we've been, the Knicks kind of sucked on the road.
Yeah, and I feel like our schedule recently has been too easy, and we're not getting enough of a challenge. We need more games like against the Clippers where we have to step up or we're going to lose the game.
Play against some stars, play some talented teams, some proven teams that go around beating other teams. We also play the Heat coming up in a few weeks. That's going to be exciting. Do we play them at home? I know we still play them twice. I think we play them at home this first time, and then we go to Miami in a couple of weeks after that.
Well, that should be a good game. I'm sure the Heat are still remembering the last two beatings we gave them.
I'm sure they're going to crush us. I just have a feeling.
Oh, man. I hope not.
Knicks don't have that killer instinct. Melo, in fact, I don't think he has that killer instinct. Like, I want to beat you because you're good.
Yeah.
Like Kobe and LeBron do, or even Dwayne Wade. I mean, you can't say that too much today, but.
Knicks have been like a one-sided team. They either start off hot and then, you know, control the game the whole time, or they start off slow and play catch-up the whole time.
Yeah, I always get nervous when they play catch-up because it doesn't end well, typically. you want to wrap there?
Yeah. Mention the Twitter.
We got one game this week. We'll be back potentially for All-Star Weekend. Give you guys another show. Check us out on Twitter, Knicks Fancast, and check us out on Facebook. We got a group page called Knicks Fancast. Send us questions, whatever you guys want. Just BS. Talk some Knicks. All right, we'll see you next week.
Take it easy.
Later.